It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Today we have a great topic, and our topic is prayer, something that should be near and dear to the hearts of Christian believers. And I've found over the years that a lot of Christians are not comfortable with prayer. Sometimes they're not comfortable asking for prayer or even praying in front of other people. And so prayer can sometimes seem mysterious, but what it really is a conversation between a believer and between God about things that's taken place in their lives. And so today's show will be about prayer. And I have a woman that I'm interviewing today who has been a teacher of prayer. And she's the author of a book, The Sword of the Spirit, The Word of God. Her name is Joy Lamb, L-A-M-B, just like a little lamb. And her book has been reprinted more than 17 times. So, Joy, my dear friend, welcome to the Be the People show.
Thank you.
Joy, you have a fascinating background, and a lot of people have backgrounds. We all different. We all have gone through things. But I remember you sharing parts of your story with me at one point, and being the person you are today as this powerful woman of God, intercessor, that's not something you saw coming in your early life, right?
No. Makes me want to giggle when I even think about that.
So how is it that you found yourself first to Christ? So share with our listeners a little bit about your conversion experience, and we will work our way towards this prayer book that has touched the lives of thousands of people.
Well, I'll go back as far as, I don't know how far to go back, but I was going through a period where I was divorced. I was raising two children. I was living on the wild side. And I was really suicidal. I was everything you could say I was that was bad. And I went to a priest one day, a pastor priest. He was an Episcopal priest. And we spent 4 days in repentance and lifting up things to God that I had done that were not right. And then he said to me, I want you to go this weekend at this church, St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Jacksonville, Florida, to listen to a couple, Francis and Judith McNutt. So I went, and Francis and Judith were also speaking on repentance and forgiveness, which is huge in a person's life. And at the end of the Saturday night talk, Francis said to the congregation, ask Jesus a question, which I really wasn't sure who Jesus was, and then come forth with prayer. Well, right then when he said come forth with prayer, my words were, I am entirely too sophisticated to walk down the aisle in this church. But I did ask the question, and I asked this, God, if you're really real, I want to know it. And I want to know it soon, and I want to love people the way you love them. Well, the next thing I knew, I was standing in front of Francis McNutt. He and Judith laid hands on me, and whap, I fell out. I didn't know what was going on. And I saw this huge, incredible light. And I got over to the railing and just started just praying. And I thought, what is going on? Anyway, from that point, I followed Francis and Judith just about everywhere they went. I was so excited with this new feeling that I had, this feeling of freedom and joy, which I had never experienced. And when they came, they moved to Jacksonville, and I became a volunteer, just doing their airline tickets. And one day, we were in the lunchroom, and I saw a basket with all these envelopes in it. And I said, what is that? And they said, this basket holds all the prayer requests we get. and we just don't have time to deal with them. So we just lay our hands over them and pray. And out of nowhere, I said, well, may I take them? I thought, what am I thinking about? But I did, and I began to read them. And this knowledge of what to do with them came through. So I said, Lord, what do I do with all these requests? And I heard as clearly as if he was standing by me. Pray my word, child. Trust me and pray my word. So from that point, I was living this new life of joy and excitement that I had, like I said, had never known. Most of my life was lived in depression and anger. But anyway, I took this pile of letters to my little chapel in the church where I go. And I sat there trying to do what he told me to do, praying his word. And I would read a letter, and if it said, my son is suicidal, I thought, deliverance. And I just shotgunned the Bible. And it would open right up, and my eyes would fall on a scripture that connected to that, which was, deliver this person from the dominion of darkness and transfer him to the kingdom of light. That was for a deliverance scripture. Then for relationships, I saw the scripture, trying to think, what was it right now, that make them one Lord and break down all the dividing walls between them. And before I knew it, I had sections on salvation, deliverance, inner healing, financial blessings. I don't have the book in front of me.
Many years ago was this?
Well, this was in 1987. And then I ran outside. I was in the church. I got back to CHM. And I said, is anybody willing to pray with me? And there were two ladies having lunch in the garden. And they said, we'll pray with you. So from then on, when we got a request, there were three of us in the beginning, only three people. When we got a request for a prayer, we would pray these scriptures that we had found in the Bible. And then I made sheet of the scriptures, and the heading of the scriptures, so let's say it would be salvation. And I had, scriptures that related to salvation, and I'd pray those. And then we sent out a card to every person who wrote in for prayer and got an answer, and had it been answered, and it said, we will be praying for you for 1 month. And if you experience a miracle, please let us know. And will you join us as an intercessor? And after about 3 months, we had 400 intercessors. The power of God praying his word was just mind-boggling. So it kept growing and growing and growing until finally we had like 500 intercessors for all these prayer requests that came in.
Well, Joy, hold that thought. We have to take a break. And when I return, I want to talk with you more about that ministry and how it got started.
You're listening to Be the People with Dr. Carol Swain. We will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Be the People. Dr. Carol Swain is the mind behind Be the People News, radio, podcast, and YouTube. Be the People's mission is dedicated to empowering individuals to think independently, understand their responsibility, and believe in their unique ability to make a difference in the world. Check out Carol's work at BeThePeopleNews.com. To invite Carol to be your next keynote speaker, go to BeThePeopleNews.com. That's BeThePeopleNews.com.
Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. To unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. We are the vision of the voices. Welcome to the new era in communications. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Music.
I'm back with my guest, Joy Lamb, and we're talking about prayer, in particular, how she became an intercessor who eventually wrote a book that's impacted the lives of thousands of people. And so, Joy, right before the break, you were talking about the intercessor group that you set up that had about 500 intercessors. Was this still Frances McNutt's ministry that you were working with?
Yes. I stayed with Frances until, I think, 1994. But as we moved along, the Lord said, I want you to pray for the church. So we have a section on praying for the church, praying for the USA, praying for lots of things. And what is so beautiful is when you pray God's word, you're actually putting Jesus in the center of the problem. That's why it's so powerful.
But Joy, would you be comfortable just giving our listeners an example of a prayer that you've done that's praying God's word? Not long, just a few words so that they know what you mean when you say that you pray God's word. Just a brief example.
Well, for instance, now I have a list of people's names. I'll tell you what I do each morning. Lord Jesus, I lift up Joe, Mary, Sam, Ethel, Bobby, and I ask you, Lord, that you be present unto them. And Lord God, I just thank you and praise you that you will deliver these people from the dominion of darkness, and you will transfer them to the kingdom of light, where there is forgiveness and repentance of sins. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you bless them and that you draw these people unto yourself, and you will show them your salvation. And they will confess that you, God, are Lord. And they will believe in their hearts that you raised Jesus from the dead.
And so, Joy, when you pray a prayer like that, do you quote scripture within the prayer?
I do. I just did that. That was scripture I prayed.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? You know what people tell me? They said, I never knew how to pray, but just reading those prayers has taught me how to pray the word. So all these scriptures is nothing but scripture prayers in the book.
When they open up a prayer for deliverance, it has the book of the Bible and the scripture verses that they can easily turn to.
Well, scriptures are written out. They don't have to get out their Bible. They can, but and then they begin to, they connect with the Bible, which is so important because connecting with the Bible brings forth Jesus and his power.
But tell us some of the miracles that you have seen over the years that have come from prayer. I know I've seen some, and I really feel sorry for people that are not believers, but I know that there's a God, that he is alive, that he loves us, but he's still in the business of miracles.
Oh, heavens, yes, absolutely. One miracle that comes to my mind, a lady wrote me, and she said she had multiple personalities, and she had been trying to get help everywhere, and she couldn't, and she wondered if we could pray for her. Well, we did pray for her, and we got her response that for the first time in years, and all the doctors, her personalities were merging into one, and she had a deeper belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. She had never totally believed, but she does now. Another one, which I think is so interesting, we get letters from prisoners all the time. And he said that he was in prison, but he had found joy by accepting the Lord through the scriptures in this book, Sword of the Spirit. And I keep saying, this book, these prayers, are the greatest form of prison reform that exists, if only they could catch the vision like I have it. Other miracles. The couple were getting divorced, and after we prayed, they came back together, and their marriage is better than ever. Financial blessings out of nowhere. The book is filled with miracles, and there's a list in the back of answered prayer in the back of the book. And in the front of the book is a sort of an introduction of how this all started.
People don't always understand that when God does miracles, it's not always for believers. Many times the people that actually get the breakthrough will be people that are not strong believers, but they have allowed themselves to be prayed for. They have allowed themselves to receive. And then God surprises them and maybe other people too with the breakthrough.
Right. I'm thinking right now, you know, these hurricanes that have just threatened a number 5 hurricane. People are praying all over everywhere, and it's not necessarily that they're praying straight out of sort of the spirit, but I watched the storm move out to sea, and we were all praying that the storm would not touch the land. And so far it hasn't. Those kind of miracles. And I always pray for the weather. And one time, my grandchildren were at the house and it was about 98 degrees. And I said, Lord Jesus, please make it cooler or we'll all be miserable. Well, I had to go to a meeting. And when I got back, the temp had dropped down to 76 degrees. Now, those are the kind of miracles I experience daily, because whoever I'm talking to, and if there's a problem, I said, well, let's pray. And then some people look at me like I've lost my marbles. But my prayers work. It's because of the word of God. Anyway.
So, Jory, when you had your Christian conversion experience and you came to Christ, how old were you?
I was 44 years old, and it happened on February, let me think, February the 6th, 1980. That was the date of that night. And I celebrated. It was the new me, you know. And it was totally a new me. It's so wonderful to step out of a dark life into sunshine. And I'm not saying there have been a few clouds, but pretty much sunshine.
Well, you've spoken some about repentance. For people who really don't understand repentance, how would you describe it?
I would describe repentance that when you sin, you say, Lord, I repent. Please forgive me. And he takes that right away. It's so important. And another thing that's so important is forgiveness. The Lord tells us that unless we forgive our enemies, we cannot be forgiven. And I am praying, and I don't know whether you want me to interject this or not, that Donald Trump will go before the public and repent, and also forgive all the people who have been so horrible. Shall I tell my Trump stories?
You can tell your Trump story. I want to say something about repentance, that what repentance is about is turning away. Like when you recognize that you have engaged in behaviors or lifestyles that would not be pleasing to God according to the Bible, then you confess to God, to Jesus, and you stop doing what you're doing, and you make an effort to stop what you're doing, and that's repentance. It means a turning away from what you were doing before.
Correct.
And so, Joy, we're going to take a break, and when we return from the break, I'd like for you to share with the listeners about your Donald Trump experience.
You're listening to Be the People with Dr. Carol Swain. We will be right back after these messages.
Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network.
We're back with our special guest.
Well, we're back, and this episode of Be the People is about prayer and repentance and a lot of subjects that you might hear about in church, but no matter where you are in the world, we're all struggling with something. We may not know the cause of our problems, but we're struggling. And my guest today, I've been talking with Jory Lamb, who's the author of a book that's touched the lives of thousands of people. And Jory has a special story that she wants to share with us about Donald Trump, our president.
January of 2011, and Bronson and I had been praying for the nation and people for whom we pray. And I was just sitting on the sofa next to him. And all of a sudden, I heard in my, you know, you get those voices in your head, not voices, but a little message. And I heard, write Donald Trump a letter and tell him to prepare himself to be president.
Did you hear that? 2011, Jory is sitting on the sofa with her husband, and she hears what?
I hear, write Donald Trump a letter and tell him to prepare himself to be president. And I thought, what in the world? And I turned to Bronson and I said, Bronson, you don't believe what I just heard. And I told him, you know, that I thought the Lord had told me to writing a letter. And he said, well, you've always been obedient. Don't stop now. So I wrote the letter, and I don't remember what I said, but I said I wrote what I had heard, you know, and I told him that I'd heard this, and I thought it was a message from God, which I do to this day. And then when he got the primary and went on and on and on, I thought, oh, my word. I wrote the letter, and I never mailed it. I just kept it with me in my purse. And we were in New York about a month later. And we were having, it was a Sunday night, pouring rain, having dinner at this little Italian restaurant. And when we'd finished, we had brought the umbrella from the hotel because we wanted to walk home in the rain. And I said, Bronson, tonight is the night we need to go by Trump Tower. And if there's anybody out there, I'll ask him if they would deliver it to him, if they know him or whatever. And we started out. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night. And we got to Trump Tower, and there was a man standing out there. And I walked up to him. I said, do you know Donald Trump? He said, I do. And I said, could you deliver this to him? So I had a note inside a 6x9 envelope. And I also had a copy of Sword of the Spirit. And that was the end of that story. And then later, we were in Palm Beach.
Well, tell me, what year was that, that you were in New York and dropped the letter off?
It was still 2011. Because I heard the voice, and then January of 2011 is when I got the message.
Okay.
And February of 2011, that's when I took the book and the letter to Trump Tower and gave it to this stranger. Never heard a word, not one word. But then January the 10th of 2017, that was when he was elected, right? When he's...
He was elected in 2016, so the inauguration would have been 2017.
Right. On January the 10th, I got an engraved invitation from Pence and Trump to the inaugural ball, which is, you know, I hadn't given anything. I hadn't done anything. Only thing I'd done is take that letter to that man. So I've never met him. I've never been with him. But one day I will lay hands on him and pray for him. I don't know when, but it will happen.
Maybe he will make his way to North Carolina or Florida or one of those places where you spend a lot of time and you'll get that opportunity.
I hope so. I really do.
Well, Joy, that's an amazing story. And there are other Christian believers, not with the same story as you, but several who have told me that they felt in that spirit or they knew that Donald Trump would be president long before he became president. And so it seems mm-hmm. that God did tell certain ones of his people to prepare for him. And I believe that's why so many Christians support Donald Trump, even though people in the world criticize him for his lifestyle and imperfections, of which there are many, but then we're all imperfect.
Well, look at Paul in the Bible. He was killing Christians right and left. And God chose him to take the word all over. If it hadn't been for Paul, who was not a good guy, we wouldn't have Christianity in North Carolina, Florida, New York, or anything today.
What people lose sight of is the fact that the Christian world, we're not called to be perfect. And that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our past, present, and future sins. And the difference between the Christian and the sinner is that the Christian recognizes that they have a sin problem. They have repented and they have accepted the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the salvation he offers. And they have placed themselves in line to be empowered in a way that it's easier, or it should be easier, for those who are sincere to resist sin. But we are by no means perfect, and God has used imperfect people throughout the Bible. The people that he chose to use in important ways were not the kinds of people that we probably would have picked, given our high standards.
Right. And I think the worse the person has sinned, the more, when they repent, the more they get blessed. I really do. It's amazing.
So, Joy, in the time that we have left, is there anything special that you would like to tell our listeners? And then I will tell them about how they can get the book, or you can tell them as well. But we're coming to the close of the interview, so I'll let you say what you need to say to the listeners.
Well, number one, I just say, trust God, pray, or learn how to pray. For prayer is our greatest weapon. It is the only weapon that will bring peace to this world. It will bring unity to the church. It will touch on so many things, and God does answer prayer, no doubt about it. She mentioned my telling you how you can get your copy of Sword of the Spirit. You can email books with an S at lambsbooks2@gmail.com. If you try to get it on Amazon, they have put a price on it of $47.50, and somebody's trying to block it from getting out. We sell caseloads of 30 and half cases of 15. Go to the website www.theswordofthespiritbook.com. I've started putting the prayers on audio, and we have one for Trump. We have one for the terrorist situation. We've got several of them. We've got deliverance prayers. It's worth a go. And what I do that now. I listen to the word, to God's word, and pray in the spirit while I'm listening, which is huge. But God bless every person that's listening. And let me say a prayer for all of you. Holy Father, we lift up every listener today. And Father, whatever they're going through, we ask that you be present unto them. Just be present unto them, Lord. Draw them unto you. For you tell us in your word that unless you draw them, they cannot get to you. We lift up the prisoners, Lord. We lift up the Trump haters. We lift up all of his enemies, Lord. And we just ask that you bring healing, healing everywhere, Lord, to all these people and blessings beyond. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. And Lord, you tell us in your word that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and confess their sins, you will hear from heaven and you will heal. You will forgive their sins. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you and heal their land. That when they confess their sins, you will hear from heaven and heal this land. That is the main thing in my heart right now, that the United States of America will be healed. So I hope you'll join me. Bless every one of you. Bless every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joy, thank you for that beautiful prayer. And thank you also for being my guest on the Be the People show. Thank you also for writing the book, The Sword of the Spirit, The Word of God. And we will tell the listeners how they can get a copy of the book. It will be listed in the show notes, but you can go to the website, swordofthespiritbook.com is the website. And there you can learn more about this wonderful woman of God, Joy Lamb. And until next time, be the people who pray. Be the people who pray for yourself, your family, your friends, your country, your city, your state. Let us be the people who change America.